USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A conservative group representing small businesses say Major League Baseball's decision to move its All-Star game out of Atlanta because of politics displays Commissioner Rob Manfred caved into wokeism and had no clue what was in the Georgia voter integrity law. Cincinnati Reds minority owner Ken Blackwell on Fox Business.
That these reforms were suppressive and repressive, and now what he's starting to realize was that he didn't do his homework, and he led baseball down, I think, a $100 million catastrophe.
The group founded by Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus plans to file a lawsuit in Manhattan federal court Tuesday morning, alleging that Major League Baseball's decision has injured Atlanta's small business community. British intelligence services are now reporting the theory that COVID-19 leaked from a lab in China is feasible. Both the United States and Britain are stepping up calls for the World Health Organization to do its job. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Calls of genocide is leading some lawmakers to punish companies that support the Chinese Winter Games. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Two lawmakers have introduced a bill that would ban American companies that sponsor the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing, China, from contracting with the federal government. Florida Republican Mike Waltz co-sponsored the bill with New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski, who explains to CNN why he believes that their bill is necessary.
I just don't think it's appropriate to hold the Olympics in a country that's committing a genocide. That's, you know, this is in some ways worse than 1936 in that respect. And what our bill does, it doesn't force the athletes to boycott. I don't want them to lose this experience, but it would put pressure on the U.S. corporate sponsors of the game by saying that they can't contract with the U.S. government if they sponsor these games.
A recent report from the State Department accused China of committing a genocide against the Muslim Uyghur people in its Xinjiang region.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With more than 30 partners ranging from the Nevada Chamber of Commerce to the National Restaurant Association, the Job Creators Network says baseball's decision to boycott Atlanta over its objections to Georgia's voting law is wrong and is taking Major League Baseball to court. Cincinnati Reds minority owner Ken Blackwell on Fox Business.
Major League Baseball has had a history of leading by example, just like our military. The baseball commissioner got way out over his skis on this. He, in fact, condemned some common sense reforms that are pretty commonplace throughout other cities that house and are homes to the Major League Baseball teams. And he bought into the narrative that these reforms were suppressive and repressive. And now what he's starting to realize was that he didn't do his homework, and he led baseball down, I think, a $100 million catastrophe that's spinning back and hurting the people that he claimed that he was advocating on their behalf.
Also to be named in the lawsuit is the Major League Baseball Players Association. The union, which represents some 1,200 players and which the Job Creators Network contends played a role in the decision to move the game out of Atlanta to Denver. Kevin McLeod died early Saturday at the age of 90. The New York native died at his home in Palm Desert, California. Mr. McLeod was a big part of TV shows The Love Boat, McHale's Navy, and The Mary Tyler Moore Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.